Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Fired? I know it's shocking and how that thought never crossed
it's
his mind.
One corporate memo that wasn't completely ignored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he got fired. We're going to talk about that at 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. We'll have to wait at least until next month before we know if non-citizens will have the right to vote in municipal elections in College Park. The city council last night postponed a vote on the proposal. When the council next takes it up on September 12th, members could either decide the question then or could decide to put it to a referendum. New Zealand's Prime Minister says President Trump's comments about North Korea are, quote, not helpful, and are more likely to escalate the situation than to settle it.
President Trump didn't mince words when asked about the intelligence community's assessment that Pyongyang now has the capability to miniaturize a nuclear weapon so it can fit in an intercontinental ballistic missile.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
The administration has repeatedly said that all options are on the table when it comes to dealing with North Korea. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
And lawmakers are among those reacting to the president's rhetoric.
Virginia Congressman Dave Brat says he has faith in the Trump administration when it comes to dealing with North Korea.
We have no alternative.
He tells the Larry O'Connor Show.
The language is pretty stiff, but, this is the problem. We've been kicking the can down the road for 30 years on our foreign policy.
As for what's next, Michael Mazza with the American Enterprise Institute tells Larry.
My guess is that this leak of the DIA assessment is meant perhaps to put pressure on China to abide by the resolution, to enforce those sanctions.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A rookie D.C. firefighter is still in the hospital after an accident at a fire scene last week, and now his colleagues are trying to raise money for his recovery.
The Scorched Souls Motorcycle Club is made up of D.C. firefighters, firefighters known for giving back.
Very difficult to go through something like this, and this is a time where coming together just helps us all cope.
Club President Robert Alvarado is a lieutenant with the D.C. Fire Department. Today, from 8 a.m. until noon, the club is hosting a breakfast buffet fundraiser on Capitol Hill for Dane Smothers Jr. He's the rookie firefighter who was hit by a ladder truck last week.
We're definitely not out of the woods, and once again, that's why the family is just at their primary focus right now.
All you need to do is bring $20 to the breakfast, and the money will go to help Smothers and his family. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Complaints are cropping up again among residents in D.C.'s Sheridan-Kalorama neighborhood about countries not maintaining their embassies.
Throughout the year, there are different events at the embassies.
And Councilmember Jack Evans calls them a great cultural attraction, but
every once in a while, you're going to have an embassy that isn't courteous to its neighbors.
As has been the case recently around embassies owned by Serbia, Sri Lanka, and Pakistan, among many others. They're abandoned and overgrown in an eyesore in an otherwise posh neighborhood.
What we have tried to do is to deal through the State Department.
But it's a delicate issue, especially given that the U.S. owns property in those countries.
There is no real way for the city and even a country to do something.
And to make matters worse, all embassies, even the abandoned ones, are exempt from property taxes. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Georgetown University's following the lead of Harvard Law School and has announced it will no longer require applicants to take the law school admission test. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,085, the NASDAQ at 6,370. Sports, the Nationals lose to Miami. The Orioles drop one to the Angels. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? with Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270, a little bit bunched up in the local lane, so heads up. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. This will be southbound 270 as you approach Falls Road. Now, the broken down dump truck over to the right shoulder now, so they've released both travel lanes here, but a lot to check out. See a lot of flashing lights, a couple vehicles with that too. Again, south in the local lanes near Falls Road. Around the Beltway, if you're heading from the 270 spur into Virginia, wide open and through Bethesda, Silver Spring, quiet. In fact, the Maryland and Virginia Beltway running without any early incidents. 66, it was a broken down eastbound as well, giving us delays. East on 66 as you approach Centerville, it was reported as a dump truck in the right lane, so that to watch for. No problems to report, Virginia 95, but the normal volume as you come out of Stafford to Aquia, again toward the Occoquan. Now, to relieve your muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. Now, this fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All the moisture way south of us now. As a frontal boundary will stay south. We're influenced by a dry weather mass, and it'll stay with us here. As we head through today, a few clouds round up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Manassas, 55 in Frederick, 66 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Airbnb has removed users from its platform who appear to be connected with an upcoming rally of white nationalists in Charlottesville. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, in no time at all, Cal Thomas will be joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. 7:05, we'll be joined by Bruce Klinger from the Heritage Foundation to discuss North Korea. 7:35, Richard Baum, he's the acting director of the National Drug Control Policy, to talk about the opioid crisis. And then Michael Oslin's from the Hoover Institute, and he'll join us at 8:05 this morning, once again, about North Korea, an urgent threat from that psychotic little country. This is Mornings on the Mall. Vince Conley is alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. So I don't know if I want to keep everybody updated here. I don't know if you heard there was a memo that was written at Google. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Right here on
we got
the
started
show.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we're ahead of the curve. A young man, 28-year-old guy named James DeMore, an engineer. And Vince, you just told me that he has a degree in biology.
Not just a degree. He's a PhD in biology.
PhD in biology.
From Harvard.
Yeah. So he might have used some of that knowledge when he wrote this 10-page memo about the differences, some of the differences between men and women and the culture at Google, and saying that, you know, there seems in the name of diversity, we seem to be not diverse at all. And he also pointed out some of the differences between men and women. And he went out of his way to say, I'm not by any means saying all men or all women are like this, but in general, women tend to be more emotion-based people. Women tend to be more interested in people, whereas men tend to be more interested in things. And certain other, you know, men tend to be more interested in that drive to achieve and to go higher, whereas women are more about the process. And pointed out some differences. That honestly, I do think there are some differences, and I'm not a biology PhD from Harvard, but I think sometimes the culture plays into that. All right. So I think sometimes it can be a little bit of nurture versus nature and how differently we raise our boys and our girls. There's some cultural differences there. But the bottom line is everybody lost their minds over this. The world has lost their minds because this guy pointed out that there may be some differences between men and women. But again, the way he did it, I think, was very respectful. He didn't make any broad sweeping generalizations. And he put this out there to start a discussion. That's what he wanted to do. He also pointed out that Google will sometimes have classes and seminars, but they're only open to certain genders, or they're only open to people of a certain skin color or certain groups of people. And he addresses the tribalism that creates in the name of diversity. You're not diverse at all. You're putting people into categories. That's not diversity. And he dared to point that out. All right. So this... this started a lot of talking, and we want to know, did you feel afraid to even talk about this at your workplace? Because the news came out yesterday, we were talking about this before this news even came out. He got fired for pointing out that the company may not have the most inclusive culture that they claim to have.
He wanted to improve the company.
And so he got fired for it. So we were curious as to how many people were afraid to even discuss it, because if you in any way, shape, or form even hinted at that, well, you know, dude may have a point. In general, these things may be true. He may have a point, or even dare to compare it to your work environment, that you too may be fired, even if you just discuss it. 888-630-9625. And one of the other things that we were just laughing about here, Vince, was that NPR has reported now that there were women who didn't show up to work on Monday because they were upset about it, because their feelings were hurt. They're just proving what this guy said in the memo was that women are more emotion-based, and these women were so hurt by the memo that they couldn't come to work on Monday. Well, thank you for proving his point. NPR reported that one Google employee, Kelly Ellis, said that some women who still work at the company stayed home because the memo made them feel uncomfortable going back to work. So there you go. You just played into one of the worst gender stereotypes of all. There you go. Good work. Well done.
It looks like, yeah, he looks like he was a part of the systems biology PhD program at Harvard. You know, and by the way, what I predicted yesterday morning has fully come true on the issue of the press, the way that they reacted to this. Yesterday, we began to see a couple headlines percolating. This was a sexist memo, among other things. But the press at large took this in the most insane direction yesterday. Here's a quick supercut of how the reaction was among the mainstream media.
Stunning, disturbing story about what a male engineer at Google wrote.
He's saying women aren't biologically suited to be engineers.
Why? Because they're women. Biologically, they can't do it.
Biology.
Biological reasons.
For biological reasons.
Not biologically fit.
Sexist memo. Sexist memo. The sexist stuff people have been saying on Twitter, too, has just been, like, so gross.
An anti-diversity memo.
This is a disturbing document.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
This is a really calm job, I gotta tell you. I am never stressed out. This is,
I disagree with what he wrote profoundly.
Heck yeah.
Slamming his female co-workers in the process.
There's a lot of frustration.
Google employees saying that women are inferior, and that's why there are not as many women software engineers.
He writes that the gender wage gap is a myth.
You should see, we had Mary Catherine Hamm on Monday. She was on CNN yesterday, and God bless her. She's a CNN contributor, okay? So that means she works for the network, and she has the responsibility of trying to walk the line between this is insane and I'm not attacking my coworkers. So she's like on yesterday with one of the CNN hosts who's like, oh, this is sexist. And there's a picture of Mary Catherine's face going around the internet. Like, what? Like, her face just goes into this moment of shock. Hilarious. And so everyone's sort of like taking this way out of context. As you said, Mary, over and over, he was talking about, in aggregate, men and women go in different directions. But that is not to say that any particular individual is not going to excel in any area of life. That, and in fact, we need to assess people on their individual merits, because if we don't and we assess them only as groups, that is called tribalism, and that's the wrong thing to do. He was encouraging the correct way to think about this, and he's been summarily fired for it.
Yeah, he dared to challenge, you know, the altar of... of discrimination and say there may not be as many women in this particular job, coding or whatever it happens to be at Google, not because of discrimination, but just because that's just not what women tend to go for. You're going to see more women over here. And he dared to say, maybe it's not discrimination. Maybe it's just women doing what they want to do and men doing what they want to do. Imagine that.
Well, I got to believe, I saw some people saying yesterday, Google employees supposedly anonymously going on Reddit and revealing things like, I have friends who agree with the memo who are telling their coworkers that they're happy Google fired him because they don't want to let on that they do agree with the memo, that they feel like for self-preservation within the company, they need to go out and be like, hey, really good that we're enforcing diversity here. That's important, right, everyone? And everyone's sort of patting themselves on the back, like, yeah, we're enforcing diversity. Yet there's this suffocating impact on people who do share the views that were outlined in that memo and feel like they can't vocalize it today.
And very quickly, quick note here, more than 60 women are considering suing Google for alleged sexism, claiming that female employees are being paid less than men, as much as $40,000 less than their male coworkers in the same role.
These are commensurate responses, yes.
There you go. So while all of this other stuff is going on, this lawsuit, there's already an attorney and more than 60 women considering suing Google for discrimination. Ah, the irony. 6:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 66. Let's do this. Out of Manassas through Centerville, dealing with a broken down dump truck. Now that crews are trying to get this out of the travel lanes, they're blocking the two right lanes, 66 east, after you pass Business 234. So that's why we're just inching along. Beyond that, no worries. If you're coming on from the Fairfax County Parkway, pushing past 50 and Nutley Street, wide open. We're good on the Greenway and Toll Road. I should say great. There's no problems there. Beltway off to a really decent start here, Maryland and Virginia. As far as Virginia's 95, normal backups here in Aquia, again toward the Occoquan, nothing. 395, great time to get going. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. For 270 in the local lanes, if you heard me talk about the broken down box truck, it's now to the shoulder. 270 south at Falls Road, but still a little bit of a distraction to watch for. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL, your Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, partly cloudy skies with a high near 85 tonight. Clear skies, going to be beautiful, 67 degrees. You can open the windows tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny with a high near 85 currently in our nation's capital. 65 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Guy gets fired from Google because he dared to challenge the idea that maybe the reason there aren't as many women in certain jobs here is not because of discrimination, but it's because they don't want to do those jobs. Women have more interest over here, men have more interest over here. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe we should factor in self-selection. By the way, I should make a quick correction. Harvard apparently speaking to the press saying, well, he doesn't have a PhD from Harvard. He has a master's degree in systems biology in 2013. Did not complete the PhD program, as best we know.
Still further than I got. He actually got in. Russ in Round Hill, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Russ, hi.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. A
couple of things. I would not be surprised if Google has what is an ever-growing trend in having an at-will hiring policy where for any reason they can let you go and any reason you can leave. But secondarily, all the voices that you heard in the composite of I disagree, I would guarantee you that every one of those talking hairdos has not read that manifesto, not that I care, but they all disagree because that's what the talking points on their script were from somebody who didn't read the script.
Oh, absolutely. It was 10 pages long. You don't expect them to actually read 10 whole pages, do you?
Oh, my heavens. I don't think they could read one.
Come on. What do you think this is? They have a hard job.
No, the trend in media actually is an aggregate level of stupidity about this. they didn't read the document. Clearly, they got the top line sent to them by a producer, like, here are the 5 points that are worth noting. And by the way, this is a sexist memo, just so you know. And that's why I said I was chuckling to myself when I saw Mary Catherine's video from CNN where she's just reacting to this. It's all in the face. She was just like, what? Like,
Let's calm down for just a second and analyze what's in those 3,000 words. It's not that long of a haul. You can read 3,000 words. Come on, try.
Well, it's not just the reading. I just think there is just such a group mindset. And again, you see it at Google. And let's not lose the fact that there is now a lawsuit being considered with more than 60 women. There's a San Francisco civil rights attorney, James Finberg, who is supposedly putting together a possible class action lawsuit on behalf of more than 60 current and former female Google employees. He's interviewed about 30 of them, and some of them claim they're paid $40,000 less than their male coworkers who are doing the same job. And he claims some of the women who may become part of the lawsuit say that they've struggled to get further in Google because they have a culture that's hostile to women. So how can both be true? Both of these scenarios can't be true,
right? Google can't pretend like there aren't trend-wide differences between men and women. And here's why. Their entire company's business model thrives off of segmenting demographics and giving advertisers the ability to reach the demos that they want, right? So if you're an advertiser and you decide to buy an ad on Google, what do? You go in, you choose to whom you'd like to advertise. You can divide it up, actually, by men and women, how you're going to target it. Why? Because Google has that data, and they track it specifically. So is Google... ask the average data analyst at Google, someone who actually looks into the demographic data of how people search for things, of how people are receptive to advertisements, of how people engage with their product. Are there differences broadly with the way men and women engage with this product? I'm not sure I'm allowed to say this, but yes, there are.
Get like, out.
It's this big secret all of a sudden that men and women treat their searches differently or they treat life differently. They come at it from just, you know, a little bit of a different perspective. And this is all he was asking throughout this document was, let's consider that as a factor, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not ruling out all the other stuff. I'm not saying sexism doesn't exist. I'm not saying bias doesn't exist, prejudice. Yeah, sure, all of that exists. But let's not rule out the side that we seem to not be considering, the biological reasons why men and women make any decisions.
And there is a Department of Labor investigation going on right now into Google as to whether they do pay their women less than they pay their men, which I will tell you, if you own a company, as far as I'm concerned, you could pay your employees whatever you want to pay them. That's your choice. If somebody doesn't negotiate that well, that's on them. They're going to get paid less. But Google is the company. They're very left-leaning, and they demand equality of pay. Now, for them not to be doing it, I think it's hilarious. And there are others who have come out, as you said, Vince, who said they're the voice of a lot of conservative employees who are literally closeted at Google because they're afraid to speak out. And they agree with the memo because they're afraid they're going to lose their
jobs. I'll tell you about my favorite liberal reaction to this in a second.
I'm looking forward to it. 622 on WMAO.
Get your tickets now for the largest county fair in Virginia at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, August 11th through the 19th. Whether young or old or someplace in between, there is no shortage of great things to do and see. For more, visit pwcfair.com.
You know, August heat and humidity belong outside of your home. We're getting a reprieve right now, but it's not going to last for very long. Heat and humidity is going to be back, and that winds up inside of your home. Why? Because of your windows. So you have to crank your air conditioner even higher. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows. They allow about 75% of that sun's heat right into your home. Well, Thompson Creek's going to solve that problem for you, and it will help lower your air conditioning bills. Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain, and it helps keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs windows specifically built for our climate and just for your home. So they eliminate the middleman. They build their windows in their own local factory, and they install them so they are completely accountable to just you. Call now and save $200 on every window. $200 plus no money down, no interest until 2019. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And do it, though, before this offer is gone.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I had the same fears about having LASIK surgery as everyone else. I didn't want someone sticking anything in my eyes. What put me at ease was the fact that Dr. Mark Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. I noticed new benefits every day. My distance vision is great, and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At WhittenLaserEye, you'll see the difference.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. And I actually have better news for our 66 commuters sitting in backups. Update is now sponsored by AAA. The broken down dump truck finally out of the travel lanes in Manassas. So eastbound 66, right where you merge on from Business 234. I was going to say they moved out to the shoulder, but it looks like the dump truck's now moved on. All I'm seeing right now is the VDOT truck getting ready to leave. So remnants to that quickly easing, fading away, I should say, but now to get rid of the volume. On 270, also had a broken down box truck. That does remain on the shoulder. 270 in Rockville, south in the local lanes. Still seeing some of that activity, a little bit of a distraction. From Maryland's 95, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, all checking out fine. Top side of the Beltway starts to see some delays. Maryland pushing through Silver Spring with lanes, though, reported open. Now, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road quickly, and that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All the moisture way south of us now. As a frontal boundary will stay south, we're influenced by a dry weather mass, and it'll stay with us here as we head through today. A few clouds around up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 65 degrees and 626 on WMAL.
We heard a second ago and one of our callers mentioning at-will employment. You know, you can be fired for any reason. And it's funny, up until yesterday, I've always feel like the liberal line has always been, no, you can't just fire somebody like that. And then all of a sudden, this guy, James Damore, or as maybe it's pronounced James Damore. By the way, when your memo is right, but the reaction's to fight, that's Damore.
That's, you have to sing it. You have to sing it.
Can I sing? I don't know if I can sing it this early. When your memo is right, but the reaction's to fight, that's Damore.
Yay!
Anyway, thank you, Mary, for encouraging me. So, James Damore, let's go with that, gets canned by Google, and the liberal reaction was like, well, that's fine. He can be fired for any reason. It's at-will employment. Yeah, boy, how things have changed when you disagree with his politics.
It's unbelievable. 627 at WMAL. You gonna sing us out?
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Kudlow here. So everyone has a problem, right? We all do. Love handles, beer belly for guys, the last piece of loose tummy skin for ladies just never seems to go away, especially after you lose weight. Introducing Navara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to sculpt, tone, and firm up the skin on the belly and the thighs, and even eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. The secret is intense slim technology coupled with caffeine and hyaluronic acid guaranteed to tighten, firm, and tone your belly, thighs, and even the very stubborn cellulite and stretch marks. So now you can get the job done. You're a couple weeks away from amazing results, guaranteed or your money back. Call now. Try Navara Ultra Sculpting Treatment with Intense Slim Risk-Free. 800-457-8287. That's 800-457-8287. Call in the next 10 minutes and get the new Navara Cellulite and Stretch Mark Treatment free with your order. Get the body you deserve and your confidence back. Call 800-457-8287. That's 800-457-8287. 800-457-8287.
Coming up on WMAL, Cal Thomas to wake you up. We love when Cal comes and joins us on Wednesdays on Mornings on the Mall. We're going to talk to him about North Korea. I'm sure he has a lot to say about North Korea and President Trump's words. Too incendiary? Too much? Did he draw a red line in the sand? We'll find out. And also, President Trump's poll numbers sinking. They're almost where they as low as they were just before he won the election. Uh-huh. I have to give credit to one of my friends for that observation, which I thought was hilarious. Cal Thomas joining us next at 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. No decision last night by the College Park City Council on that proposal to allow non-citizens to vote in city elections. Instead, the council postponed action until next month, when council members could either vote up or down on the idea or could vote to put it to a referendum. Fire and fury is what President Trump says awaits North Korea if it keeps threatening the U.S. Correspondent Will Ripley reports from Beijing that fear is growing that the words could turn into actions.
What we're seeing here in this region is an increasing concern that an accidental war could break out on the Korean Peninsula as these tensions escalate. We're seeing fiery rhetoric on both sides. North Korea putting out a very alarming warning to the United States, threatening to potentially look at attack plans for the island of Guam, which is 2,100 miles from the Korean Peninsula. Now, Guam is significant because it houses key U.S. military assets.
The stepped-up rhetoric follows reports that North Korea has mastered crucial technology needed to strike the U.S. with a nuclear weapon. Officials in St. Mary's County, Maryland today are expected to announce indictments on murder and manslaughter charges against drug dealers who they say caused the overdose deaths of six people. Governor Larry Hogan is among those expected at a news conference today. The TSA says it has detected at least 21 guns so far this year at BWI Airport, including two they found last weekend at a checkpoint in the airport. A Prince George's County man had those two guns and some ammo on him. He says he forgot he had them with him. And the Washington Nationals have a solid hold on first place in the National League East right now, but the quality of the food at the ballpark ranks 24th in the major leagues, according to this year's ballpark food safety rankings from Sports Illustrated. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,085, the NASDAQ at 6,370. Sports Vance Worley thwarts the Nats for the second time in 9 days as the Nats fall to Miami. And former Oriole pitcher Parker Bridwell comes back to haunt his former team as the Angels beat the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Stores 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free, plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
America's tax code is hurting you. It's outdated, it's complicated, and it's unfair. Every year, thousands of American jobs are shipped to places like China. Billions of dollars that could have built new factories and created jobs in America are siphoned off overseas. And every day, working families are under attack. America's tax code is sabotaging our economy. U.S. small businesses face the highest tax rates in the industrialized world, giving competitors in places like China an unfair advantage, so working families get left behind. But things are about to change. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is fighting to cut taxes and make America's tax code simpler, fairer, and pro-growth, encouraging investment and job creation here so America's working families see better jobs and higher paychecks. Tell Congresswoman Barbara Comstock to keep fighting for real tax cuts. Paid for by American Action Network.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Manassas into Centerville. The broken down has been cleared completely. It's gone. 66 East as you merge in from Business 234. Travel lanes open. Now the obstacle is to get onto 28 northbound where crews are dealing with a crash. And I'm looking at this in the traffic cameras. Looks like just 2 left lanes are getting by on 28 northbound. North of 66 and after Walney Road. And I'm looking at delays. Looks like continuous backup, actually, prior to 66, beginning at 29 Lee Highway. And watch on that 66 merge, both east and westbound, again, to go 28. So that's one of our big stories right now. For 95, 395, just the volume that's been forming to the Wilson Bridge. Backups near 210, so it's not too bad. Same story with the top side of the Beltway. Just starting to see some of that stop and go, leaving College Park and into Silver Spring. 270, slowest stretch right now, Urbana and Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking couple of days before showers, thunderstorms return by Friday morning. Got a few clouds this morning, this afternoon, a few clouds with sunshine, about 85. Tonight, mainly clear, 67, suburbs a little cooler. Sun and clouds tomorrow up to 85, and then morning showers and thunderstorms by Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Herndon, 58 in Bethesda, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Your midweek, it's Wednesday morning. Joining us at 7:05, Bruce Klingner. He's a former CIA deputy division chief. He's going to talk to us about a showdown, possible showdown with North Korea. Does he think that's going to happen? At 7:35, Richard Baum, acting director of the National Drug Control Policy Institute. He's going to talk to us on the burgeoning opioid epidemic. And at 8:05, Michael Oslin will be joining us to talk to us about our options with North Korea. It's 6:37 now, 6:38, I'm sorry, Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, and let's go right now to syndicated columnist Cal Thomas, who joins us once again on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Vince and Mary.
So, you know, you're a guy who often tracks these messages that come out of politicians and our world leaders and their effectiveness. Yesterday, the President of the United States saying that North Korea's threats to us, if they continue, quote, will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power the likes of which this world has never seen before. What was your reaction to the president saying that yesterday?
Well, I wish he'd be a little more clear about his intentions. I mean, gee whiz, why hide the real feelings? Look, I was around as a copy boy at NBC here in Washington as a kid during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
Yes.
And the difference then was you actually had a nation state you could contact. Khrushchev had made a decision after meeting with Kennedy in Vienna at the Schönbrunn Palace, and I think the last time I was there, they still had a picture of that meeting posted there, that Kennedy was weak and that he could put missiles, Khrushchev could put missiles in Cuba to threaten the United States. Kennedy took a very measured approach along with his cabinet and managed to reach a negotiation then. Dealing with Kim Jong-un is a totally different matter. The man appears to be completely mad, and I don't know what his ultimate objective is. He says it's just respect and to keep North Korea from being destroyed, but this is as close to the brink as I've seen it since 1962. I would like to see the congressional leaders from both sides come out with a joint statement supporting the president on this. I think the North Korean regime is counting on the divisions in Washington as a sign of weakness, like Khrushchev did under in a different situation. But I think a statement of solidarity here from the leaders of both parties would be very useful.
Well, you're definitely not getting that, because Dianne Feinstein came out within minutes of President Trump's statement yesterday, criticizing it, saying that he's not helping the situation with his bombastic comments.
Yeah, bombastic comments. Yeah, well, the Post editorial this morning, something similar. Tom Toll's cartoon has two baby chairs with pablum on it, and the implication is you've got two children about to engage in a food fight. Yeah, food fight with nuclear weapons, a little more powerful than pablum. I think David Ignatius has a really good column this morning in the Post. His point is that if we can really get the cooperation of China, it may open a new door for relationships in the East. And I don't know how serious China is about this. They did vote, along with everybody else on the Security Council, for the Nikki Haley-led resolution. You very seldom get a 15-0 vote on the Security Council on anything, and that was a good sign. But I just hope we're ready on this. I hope we have the defense capabilities. There are an awful lot of lives that are going to be at stake in South Korea if war breaks out, especially U.S. troops.
Cal, just a note here from one of our listeners, and I want your thoughts on this. It's pretty interesting. He says, I think you see that Trump is playing bad cop, China's good cop. Don't be surprised to see a China-led coup. They know the North Korean generals and which one to lead a coup against Kim. I would not be surprised if this is the U.S.-China plan. Very interesting. What do you think about that?
That is a very interesting, and certainly they have the power and they have the interest. A destabilized Korean peninsula and is not in China's interest. A war is not in China's interest. During the Korean War, of course, the 1950s, there were thousands of refugees who fled into China. It's in China's interest to stabilize the situation or just to get rid of Kim. I think that would be a tremendous idea. Now, I don't know if the diplomats behind the scenes, the military people, are working on this. I'm sure they're working on something, but I think that's a great proposal. If it happened, it would be in everybody's interest.
Yeah, we know Trump is the great negotiator, works behind the scenes.
The
yeah.
President of the United States, his poll numbers not doing well, as places like CNN are quick to point out, although the president's been tweeting that he feels like his base is stronger than ever. How do you assess his base of support right now?
Well, first of all, the polls are frequently wrong, as we saw in the last election. I mean, we had Hillary measuring for drapes in the Oval Office,
sure.
And everybody was shocked, including me, frankly, because, you know, the media take polls and they ask questions often that are designed to produce answers. It's like a roast in the oven. You know, they put these little probes in there after they've turned up the heat to see if the roast is done. And this is typical of what the left-wing media do. They go out and day after day they pound on somebody they don't like. Then they go out and take a poll to see if the roast is done. In this case, they're roasting of the president. Yeah, I think he still has a very strong base, but he has to have the independents and some of those Democrats in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, who are still with him. You know, usually when war breaks out, and God help us, I hope that doesn't happen this time, the country does solidify around any president, whatever his party, as happened after 9/11. But, yeah, I think the president still has some solid support out there, but I wouldn't say it was as solid as it is before the election.
And lastly, some sad news. News came out that Glenn Campbell passed away
yeah.
at 81 years old after battling Alzheimer's for quite a few years. You knew him. How did you know Glenn Campbell?
Well, you know, the thing about this business, as you know, Mary and Vince, is the wonderful people you get to meet. My wife and I knew him for about, over 20 years. He spoke at one of our media dinners the night before the National Prayer Breakfast and spoke about his struggles with alcohol and drugs and people he knew like Elvis and others who struggled with the same thing, and then talked about his conversion and his strong faith. His wife, Kim, was instrumental in that, and just one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Barbara Cook, too, the great cabaret singer and Barbara and Broadway star, also became a friend. She was introduced to us by Marvin Hamlisch, and it was, that's my second life, showbiz.
Wow.
Now the news has become showbiz, so I've arrived.
You certainly have. Thank you for giving us a reflection on Glenn's life real quickly here in the few seconds that we were able to get to it. But, Cal, appreciate all of your insights this morning on Mornings of the Mall.
Thanks, Cal. 644 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
You know, how many of you are taking a small vacation, going away just before the kids go back to school? And how many of you are leaving your homes unprotected? Did you know that Ackerman Security has been protecting American families and homes for more than 50 years? It's true. And did you know that Ackerman was one of the first to put that yard sign in front of their protected homes? Now everybody does it, and experts agree that that yard sign is one of the top reasons that burglars will actually pass by your home. In fact, 65% of burglars will not even approach a home that they think is protected by a home security system. I don't want to have to work. Now Ackerman is doing something that no home security company anywhere ever has done, introducing the first ever no theft guarantee. This no theft guarantee means simply that if your home is broken into under Ackerman's watch, they will cover your full financial loss up to double your deductible. Ackerman knows that their state-of-the-art monitoring station provides the nation's only guaranteed response time. It's a true shield that burglars know is far more trouble than it's worth. That's why Ackerman is the sign of real security. Visit AckermanSecurity.com to get your home protected. That's AckermanSecurity.com. 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, Centerville, hang in there. They just cleared the crash. If you are sitting in the backups pushing through Centerville, northbound 28, the crash had been north of 66, north of Walney Road, but all over to the shoulder now. So the closer you get to the crash scene, the better the pace. Now, it does slow 66 both east and west to go on to 28, and then our extensive delays out of Manassas Park. So plan accordingly there. On 66, let's continue closer to the Beltway after Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, near 123 incident just reported. Now, I'm watching delays across the American Legion Bridge growing here out of Virginia. Checking out all the cameras, no incidents reported, but it looks like it might be into the sun glare to be the culprit. So just north of the Georgetown Pike, heavier delays than normal across the bridge span toward River Road, then the pace improves. 270, good shape this morning, only through Urbana and Hyattstown, the slowest stretch. Into town, that's been quiet on the southeast-southwest freeway. Love it, with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad the next couple of days. Temperatures a couple degrees down below average, about 85 today. A few clouds this morning and sunshine with a few clouds this afternoon. Tonight we'll fall back to about 67. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Tomorrow sunshine, some clouds in the afternoon up to 85. And some morning showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Highs will be about 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 65 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
The President of the United States, in addition to making some big statements yesterday about North Korea, his agenda yesterday was focused on the opioid crisis. And he was hosting some people, including Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price in Bedminster, in order to discuss this crisis and what the administration intends to do. You'll recall that he assigned New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to lead a task force, which is calling for an emergency declaration on the opioid crisis. Here's a little bit of what the president had to say yesterday about this.
Nobody is safe from this epidemic that threatens young and old, rich and poor, urban and rural communities. Everybody is threatened.
Everybody is threatened by this thing. And you'll remember that he campaigned in part on wanting to address the opioid crisis, which certainly turned a lot of heads in his favor because it is ravaging communities that are often sort of unseen and untalked about up to this point. The president, more so than anybody, I think, and more so than any prior president, really addressing this problem. He also talked about law enforcement dealing with drug dealers.
We're also working with law enforcement officers to protect innocent citizens from drug dealers that poison our community. Strong law enforcement is absolutely vital to having a drug-free society.
He went on to say, I'm confident that by working with our healthcare and law enforcement experts, we will fight this deadly epidemic and the United States will win. Mary, this is like, you know, we've talked about the opioid crisis every so often on this show. We're going to continue to talk about it this morning when we get at 7:35 this morning when we were joined by Richard Baum. He's the acting director of the of National Drug Control Policy. And this, in terms of sheer numbers, outpaces the crack epidemic by a substantial margin. And it's kind of been, for I think for many Americans, who especially those who aren't affected directly by it, have seen it as kind of a quiet crisis, one that hasn't risen up to their minds and in front of them very often. But for some families, it's really hurt them.
What bothers me about this is knowing how the government handles things like this. What they're going to do is they're going to say doctors can only prescribe aspirin or Tylenol for any kind of pain after a surgery. And for people who are responsible, they're not going to be able to get any kind of drugs. They're going to create a black market, drive it underground, and make it worse. It's pretty much how this is going to go.
All of this involves trade-offs for sure. 6:50 now on WMAL.
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 21st. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. And good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Mary. And saber rattling is impacting futures. They're lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. President Donald Trump and North Korea trading those threats over the North's nuclear program and a reported threatened strike against the U.S. territory of Guam. Markets are lower in Europe and Asia. Crude oil slightly higher right now. Shares of Walt Disney are down 3%. Right now in pre-market trading because investors are reacting to lower income and higher costs at its ESPN cable channel unit. Disney's Parks and Resorts division was the bright spot in its quarterly earnings reported late yesterday. Meantime, investors will get quarterly earnings reports today from a load of companies, including Mylan Labs, Wendy's and Jack in the Box, 21st Century Fox, Office Depot, and Children's Place. Today is the 10th anniversary of the so-called credit crunch when the housing bubble began to burst back in 2007. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's not been too bad of a morning commute. Just the volume a lot in Virginia, which we're used to through Stafford and Aquia, again, Dale City and Occoquan. 395. Once you get through Landmark, it's a breeze getting toward the 14th Street Bridge. So good news there. Now to the Wilson Bridge, backing up near St. Barnabas Road. Just the volume with us topside as well. DC 295 southbound had the stop and go delays. Now crash reported as you head south near Benning Road. Watch DDOT Cruiser on their way to check it out. Centerville trying to recover. Earlier crash north of 66 on northbound 28 after Walney Road moved to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All the moisture way south of us now as a frontal boundary will stay south. We're influenced by a dry weather mass, and it'll stay with us here. As we head through today, a few clouds around up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 65 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
So, Vince, have you heard the one about the guy, a guy walks into a bar with a fawn?
Not
have
yet.
You heard that one?
Tell me about it.
Well, yeah, he didn't dance in like that. He walks into a bar in Arizona. Some dude, literally, no one knows who he is, walks into a bar with a fawn to see if anybody wanted to take it home.
They found it and decided they would take it to a local bar in Siloam and see if anybody else wanted to take it home.
Yeah, that's Kelly Tharp of the Arizona Game and Fish Department talking about this. So apparently this guy, unknown guy,
yes,
found this deer that had literally been born late last week. So it's a couple of days old.
Right.
He finds the fawn and says, I'm going to take it to a bar. Because that's what brilliant people do. So he did. So Kelly now asks the question that I think pretty much all of us are asking right now.
Who would take a deer fawn out of the wild into the bar? I would say that is a new one. We hear a lot of things, but that definitely isn't one that's normal.
Well, maybe it was one buck beer night. Well, I'm just saying, or it could be that this was his designated driver.
Oh, You're very punny this morning. Very punny.
Look, all I'm saying is I've heard of men going to the bar to find their Bambi, but this is ridiculous.
You been writing these down? You have, haven't you?
He's a modern-day Dr. Doolittle. He's Snow White. The deer is following him. He can't help it. This is his talent.
Well, yeah, he's the Pied Piper here, but unfortunately, he didn't want to keep the deer. He thought maybe somebody else would want to keep the deer because, you know, everybody says, I want a deer as a pet because they never grow and they're always cute and little. Well, now, unfortunately, they can't release the deer back into the wild.
Now that the fawn's been in our care, you see that it was being bottle fed. It's being imprinted. It's relying on humans. It doesn't have a fear of humans. So this fawn is non-releasable. A lot of people are going to think, oh, what a great pet that would make. Believe me, it's a lot of work. Although it's cute, the best thing to do is to leave the fawn where you found it.
Yeah, leave the fawn where it is. Now there's some mother deer walking around the woods going, I know I left the fawn at home. I went to go get some food. I left the fawn at home and it's gone. And now this poor thing has to go to, it's going to be transferred to a wildlife sanctuary upstate.
Mm-hmm. I love how concerned
this woman is. It's going to a farm upstate.
You could hear it in her voice. She was not amused at all. This guy is driving her to Deer Inc. This is not...
Okay, no more deer stories, or if we do deer stories, this has to be gagged.
That's fine. Just, you know, if you're going to go to a bar, make sure you hoof it over.
Oh, dear Lord.
Reindeer me in. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vince is doing the rest of the show by himself. That's what's coming up on WMAL.
There's a lot coming up, including Richard Baum. I mentioned, you know, the opioid crisis. We're going to talk to a guy who knows a lot about it, joining us in the next hour of Mornings on the Mall.
And also Bruce Klingner from the Heritage Foundation will be joining us to talk about where we're headed with North Korea and more of Vince's puns, of course, coming up, whether you like them or not.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.